We're continuing with our series of talks leading up to the Srila Prabhupada's book distribution marathon. So different talks and inspirations on book distribution this week, all the way through till Sunday. So today, we're just looking at a verse from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela 8, and the text is 39. Translation, it is the general practice of all saintly people to deliver the fallen. Therefore, they go to people's houses, although they have no personal business there. This is Ramananda Roy speaking. Please repeat. It is the general practice of all saintly people to deliver the fallen. Therefore, they go to people's houses, although they have no personal business there. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A sannyasi is supposed to beg from door to door. He does not beg simply because he is hungry. His real purpose is to enlighten the occupants of every house by preaching Krishna consciousness. A sannyasi does not abandon his superior position and become a beggar just for the sake of begging. Similarly, a person in household life may be very important, but he may also voluntarily take to the mendicant way of life. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were ministers, but they voluntarily accepted the mendicant's life in order to humbly preach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message. It is therefore said, Tyaktya Turna Masesha Mandala Prati. Although the Goswamis were very aristocratic, on the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they became mendicants just to deliver the fallen souls. One should also consider that those who engage in the missionary activities of Krishna conscious movement are under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are not actually beggars. Their real business is to deliver the fallen souls. Therefore, they may go door to door just to introduce a book about Krishna consciousness so that people can become enlightened by reading. Formerly, brahmacharis and sannyasis used to beg from door to door. At the present moment, especially in the Western countries, a person may be handed over to the police if he begs from door to door. In the Western countries, begging is considered criminal. Members of the Krishna conscious movement have no business begging. Instead, they work very hard to introduce some literature about Krishna consciousness so that people can read them and be benefited. But if one gives some contribution to a Krishna conscious man, he never refuses it. All the ingredients of a marathon there in one purport. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Sri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Shanyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Anantagoti Vaishnavindaki. So seeking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, especially the disciples of Srila Prabhupada here, Raghunath Prabhu, Janani Vas Prabhu, Manjavali, Mother Guru, that we may say something to inspire everyone for the month of December. And I thought it was an interesting purport with the fact that we are trying to go from 54,000 books to 100,000 this year, as Prabhupada would say, double it. So this was the plan of Sutapa Prabhu. He thinks big, and but he just doesn't think big. He's been planning big equally all last 3 months to make sure we double it. And within our book distribution, not only the streets are there, not only the sponsorship of the Gitas are there, but for the first time a very solid door-to-door program is there. So the purport was about that principle, to go and give something, even if it's door-to-door, wherever it is. So whichever way we want to go and do some book distribution this month, it is available. For the entire month, we can try and do something beginning tomorrow morning. The marathon begins tomorrow morning. And today is known as Black Friday. In case you didn't know, and that means it's something from America. And as life has it, most things are from America. That they have Thanksgiving and the next day they have the big sale. So they started it last year in this country and it was massive. It was the biggest shopping day of the Christmas period. So you will have mayhem on the streets today, on lots of people buying things. So it's a good day for meditating on the marathon and even starting a day earlier. Maybe pick it next year that we begin on Black Friday, because shops are open early and they're open till late as well today. So, and even the internet has the largest hits on this day of sales in the UK on one single day, with single stores like John Lewis in Watford doing £1 million in the day. Imagine. So a number of people that will be there. But you know, this is Kali Yuga consumerism. As we often say, that we think that things will bring happiness. That they may bring momentary happiness, but really what brings happiness is real knowledge, enlightenment. So Will Smith, the famous actor, had said on this consumerism, which happens today and for the whole month of Christmas, where it said that people buy things that they don't want with money that they don't have, because it's the credit card, for people that they don't like. So they buy things that they don't want, because you buy things that you don't want, you think others will have them, with money that you don't have, and the most amount of credit goes out this time, overdraft goes out, and for people that they don't like. The most difficult, traumatic time is the Christmas period, when the families come together often, because it's the only time they come together, because they're just about tolerating each other often. So psychologists speak of this, that it's often that period of time. So it's interesting, Will Smith. So instead, we have the greatest thing we can give, which is our books. Now, people may not want them. People may not have money either. But we know it's the real thing that will really bring the real happiness. Three things that will sustain our spiritual life that we often speak about. Mahaprabhu speaks about this: Nama Ruchi, Vaishnava Seva, and Jiva Daya. So especially for this month of December, these are three very good things to think on. Nama Ruchi is the chanting of Krishna's holy name, which is our sadhana. So for a good marathon, you do need good sadhana. It's not the other way. We in the old days, I think we remember, we never had any sadhana. We left very early and we came back, which is okay for a month maybe, but actually to have our consciousness correct is a very important thing. So Namaruchi is that sadhana will to take care of ourselves individually. So having to chant good rounds, very important in the month of December. Very good all year, but if you're going to be on the onslaught, on the battlefield, to meet so many people, you need to be spiritually surcharged. So you can give them your association. You may end up taking theirs otherwise. So some good sadhana is a very, very good principle. Namaruchi. Vaishnava Seva is the other principle that Mahaprabhu speaks about. And Vaishnava Seva is all about getting the blessings of the Vaishnavas, the mercy of the Vaishnavas. We are successful not by our own endeavors, but by the blessings and mercy of other Vaishnavas. It's an interesting principle in our life that it's not just our endeavors that bring us success. It's other people's prayers and blessings that actually bring us success. And finally, Mahaprabhu speaks about Jivadaya. Jivadaya is the mercy principle, to be kind to others. And the ultimate kindness is to, as Prabhupada would say, a rich man's son. You can give him, if he's lost on the streets, you can give him some clothes, some food, which are good. But ultimately, if you can take him back to his father, that'll be the greatest kindness. So Jivadaya is that, the preaching of Krishna consciousness. And often, as Prabhupada would say, what will your 1 hour lecture do? But if they have one of my books, then that is the greatest asset that they'll have. I believe everything we do is preaching at the end of the day. Whether we are teaching in the school, our children, whether we're working in the gardens, whether we're looking after the cows, whether we're worshipping the deity, this is all preaching at the end of the day. It is all an effort of the book distribution, because book distribution doesn't end with giving the book. We often think, oh, my job is done. It's a fallacy. It's the beginning of someone's spiritual life. So we have these Krishna wisdom flyers, I believe. Yes, Radha Govinda? Krishna Wisdom Flyers this year, which is a really wonderful flyer designed after much thinking by Krip Moya and the publications team. And they put together a really good flyer that even if people are not taking the books, the summary of our philosophy is given in one pamphlet. And what we want to do is that when we meet good people, we want to make sure we take their names, addresses, emails, whatever it is. Because giving the book is not the conclusion, it's the beginning. So please remember that. Taking that extra moment out just to get the name, the email. And of course we have another very good thing, which is we have our Hare Krishna meditation app as well, which can keep them in touch as well. That's another way. So many wonderful things that we have. So all of these things are about preaching, that when somebody comes here and they see the deities, they think, yes, I read the book, it makes sense. But if they came here and the deity worship wasn't going on, the prasadam wasn't there, the gardens were a mess, it wouldn't work. So all of it is preaching. But during this month, everyone, the Gurukul goes out, the pujaris do their book distribution in different ways. So everyone takes part. Whoever you meet, you try and introduce Krishna consciousness. When Srila Prabhupada was in India, one Indian gentleman had come to see him. And he said, Swamiji, please give me your blessings. And Prabhupada, he looked at him very, very sternly. And he looked at him for a minute, whatever, 20 seconds. He just stared at him. And he said to him, I have a big headache. So the man had come for some blessings. And Prabhupada said, I have a big headache. And that headache is to spread this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. You please come and take some of this headache, and then I will give you some blessings. So we're always looking for the blessings of Prabhupada in so many ways. So Prabhupada is saying here that if we help him to spread this mission, then we can have his blessings. So during this month, distribution of books in whichever capacity, however we do it, it requires us to be humble. Mahaprabhu's order is this, Trinadapi Sunichina. It requires us to be tolerant. Taroravi Sahishnina. Amanina Manadena. Then it's possible to have the right consciousness for book distribution. If we Amanina Manadena, if we respect others, manadena, but don't expect others to give you respect. Then Mahaprabhu defines this as real humility. Because what's really in our control is the fact that we can respect all others. What's not in our control is that other people will respect us. Hence Mahaprabhu is saying, amanina manadena. What's in your control? You respect all others. And don't expect that other people will glorify you, respect you. Of course, that doesn't mean we don't in this. Our tradition and etiquette and culture is about respect. We should respect. But the inner mood is not expect others to respect you. So how do you remain humble in the month of December? Remember who is the doer. I may have distributed many books in so many ways, but as Krishna is reminding us, prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvashah ahankara vimudatma, that who is the real doer? I am the ability in man, and definitely I am the ability in the devotees. So you can say I did that, or you can say Krishna has allowed me to be the instrument to do this. Remembering who you are, I'm not the doer, I'm not the controller, because you can become overwhelmed equally and think I'm the doer, I'm the controller. So remaining humble in the month of December is a very, very good thing. When you do, give out some books. When you are successful, you give the praise to the disciplic succession. It's a good thing to do. What do they have in America? Hot potatoes, is it? Hot potatoes. I don't know what they call it. It's a hot potato, and you pass it on because it's hot. And then another person gets it because it's hot. He passes it to the next person. So we pass on the praise immediately because it's hot to the disciplic succession. You don't linger on it for 10 minutes and think, I did well. And then think, well, actually, it was the disciplic succession. You immediately pass it on. You pass it on and say, yes, all credit to the disciplic succession, Prabhupada, everyone for helping me. Another very good way to stay humble is to remember your character before you joined. And then you think, actually, it wasn't me. I couldn't speak. I couldn't do these things. I couldn't do anything. My character was so different. And where are you now, you know? It definitely wasn't you. It must have been Krishna, somehow or the other. So humility is one Mahaprabhu mentions. And the other thing Mahaprabhu speaks about is tolerance. Prabhupada's famous statement of one's greatness is measured by his ability to tolerate provoking circumstances. One's greatness is measured by their ability to tolerate provoking circumstances. And when you're distributing books for the month of December, they are provoking circumstances. As Prabhupada was mentioning in the purport, that it's illegal to go and beg from door to door. Well, you need a peddler's license at least. Tolerance is very much required if you're on the street. So that's why the opportunity for jivadaya. If we look in the Bhagavatam, so many examples of tolerance are there. The first one I can always think of is when Krishna tells Arjuna, Matra Spashas Tu Kondeya. When he speaks to Arjuna and he's telling him, just like the winter and summer is coming, happiness and distress is coming, you tolerate. And beautifully the word which is used in that verse is Kondeya. That Krishna calls Arjuna, O Arjuna, son of Kunti. He says, your mother tolerated so much. Why can't you? Kunteya. So, an interesting term there which is used. Yudhisthira Maharaj, he was provoked so many times in the Mahabharata. But he always tried to be the emblem of etiquette, to create peace. Prahlad Maharaj, another great example of tolerance. He even prayed for the deliverance of his own father. So when we're thinking of tolerance, and you get provoked on the streets or door to door, or wherever you are, you can think of Yudhisthira, you can think of Arjuna, you can think of Prahlad Maharaj, and it's the month of December, you can think of Christ. He was so tolerant. So tolerant. And of course you can think about Lord Shiva. The story of Daksha and Shiva. That Lord Shiva was so tolerant. He was insulted tremendously. But he remained equipoised. So being tolerant is a great thing. Being humble is a great thing in the month of December that we can think of. Four powerful substances which are there: leaf, stone, water. So leaf is tulasi, stone is shalagram, water is Ganga, and book is the fourth one, Shastra. Chishirada Gokula Nandaki. So these are four powerful items in anyone's life: leaf, stone, water, and book. So the opportunity is there for all of us in this month to try and distribute Krishna consciousness in whatever capacity: books, prasadam, speaking to others, whatever we can do. I was looking just this morning at some kirtan stories, which are always inspiring, to see what devotees have been doing. And you know, in the news there's a lot of talk of extremism, terrorism. So there was a devotee who was speaking about in California how he was at a university and he was distributing books, and he met a student who was from the Islamic faith, who was an extremist. And he met him and he said, here is a Bhagavad Gita, you please take this. So the man immediately threw it back at him. And he said, we don't accept this. We only accept that Allah is God and nothing else. So obviously the devotee didn't know what to say. And you probably meet lots of them on the street. Different types, born-agains, I think they have these tables with Qurans and so on as well, right, at different places. Yeah, so different places you meet them. So this devotee, he used his intelligence. At least Krishna gave him the intelligence, as he said, what can I do to try and give him this book in one way or the other? So he said to him, he said, no, 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 no. Instead of lashing out at him and saying, no, no, the Gita is this, you know, whatever you're saying, it's not true, he said, he showed to him on his phone. For a couple of years before, he was looking at different prayers And there's a very devotional prayer in the Islamic faith called the Nasheed. And he had it on his phone as a recording. And he said a few years back he would listen to it because it was very devotional about God. And so he played it to this Muslim gentleman, the Nasheed. And when the Muslim gentleman, he stopped. He couldn't believe it. And they both heard the Nasheed together. And the man said, "Wow." He said, "You listen to that?" He said, "Yes, I respect because it's such a devotional prayer." And he said, "Well, you're making such an effort to learn my culture that how can I refuse to learn about your culture? Yes, I'll take that book and I'll give a donation." So you can even go from extremists to give them different books. So whether it's someone on the street or any dignitaries that you may meet. The Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, had received a Bhagavad Gita as well. And the devotee, he described how he met him. Still Justin Trudeau, Prime Minister? Yes. So he'd gone up to him. He has immense security and different things. He'd gone up to him and he thought, how can I attract his attention? Because, you know, Prime Minister's the Prime Minister. There are different people there. There's guards, there's security, different things. So he thought, how can I get his attention in a big gathering? It was some festival with the other. So he thought, well, if I call him by his first name, no one will think I don't know him. You know, and the security guards may not even think, they might think it's a friend of his and they won't interfere. So instead of saying, "Mr. Prime Minister, Mr. Trudeau, Justin Trudeau," he said, "Hey, Justin." And the Prime Minister turned around because he thought it was someone he must know. The guards didn't do anything, saying he must be a friend of his. And he walked right past everyone and he gave him the book. And it was really amazing because the devotee had also given the Gita to Justin Trudeau's father before. And he said, "This is the book I had given to your father, and now I want to give it to you." And he just quoted him the verse. He said to him, "Yad yad acharati shishtastat tad evo tarajanaha." He said, "Whatever a great man does, whatever example he sets," he said, "the entire world will pursue." So the Prime Minister, he thanked him and said, "Thank you." So different ways to do different things. Krishna gives the intelligence. Krishna will give the intelligence to all of us in one way or the other. And when often we're in the streets, there are a variety of scenarios. We may meet people that are not interested. We may meet individuals that are not time wasters, perhaps we call them. But you never know. In the Czech Republic, one of the devotees was distributing some books, and he was trying to convince a lady about taking some of the books. He'd come from Prague. He had a van full of books, and whilst he was convincing this lady, a gentleman who was watching him came up to him and interrupted the whole conversation. Does that happen often? Someone's watching you and somebody interrupts the conversation, and you think, "Oh no." And that's what happened. He interrupted her and said, "Can I help you? What's going on here?" And the lady saw her exit sign. "Get away. I can get away now. Someone else has come in." So she took off. And the devotee thought, "Oh no, that's the end." And the man said, "Can I help you?" And he said, "No, no, no." He's an elderly man. And he thought, he's not going to be interested. Then he even thought maybe he's the, what they call in Russia and places, they call them SPAs. Secret police agents is the language they use. So he thought maybe he's one of those, who knows, he's looking up on us. So the man said, "No, no, no, I want to know, what are you doing here?" So he finally said, "Look, I'm a Hare Krishna monk and I'm selling these books." But when he looked at him, he didn't look the part for anyone that had any money or would be interested in any way. So he thought, "Let me put him off, I'll go on to the next person." So he said, "Well, I'm selling these encyclopedias, which are 16 books." and they cost 2,800 crowns, whatever that is in Czech Republic. He thought that would put him off, because 2,800 crowns is probably a lot of money. And 16 books. So the man who was looking at him, he said, looked for a moment and he said, "Yes, I'll take a set." So from thinking this man will do nothing, what to speak of one book, he said, "Yes, I will take a set." And he gave him 1,000 crowns immediately. And he came back 1 hour later with the remaining amount. And the devotee took him to the van and he thought he'd sell maybe a small book. It's actually sold 16 of the books that were there. So he realized that actually you never know who's there. You never know what will happen. In Australia, there was a devotee who was describing his little journey on books as well. And he thought he would do some door-to-door, as the verse is saying, door-to-door today. So keep to the purport there a little. And he thought, "Let me try out door-to-door." And he said that day, "Let me just go in dhoti and kurta." So he went in dhoti and kurta, shaved head, and he knocked on a few doors. So he knocked on the first door, and a lady opened the door, and he said, "We're selling books which are about inner peace, yoga." And the lady looked at him and looked at the book and said, "We're not interested." And she was about to shut the door when a 10-year-old son came rushing out. And he grabbed the book and he said, "I want this book." And the mother, who was thinking, "Oh, what do I do now? He wants the book." So she thought, "Okay, just to please him, I'll let him take the book." So then the devotee started telling the boy all about the soul, karma, and the boy said, "I believe in karma and reincarnation." And he was shocked. So he carried on the conversation. And then the devotee said to him, "I think you must have known about this knowledge from a previous life, because you grabbed that book." And the mother said, "You know what? You're so right, because from a very young age, this boy has been so spiritual and I haven't been able to figure it out. Because me and my husband don't care at all. But this boy..." So she said, "Maybe I should read one of these books." So he said, "Well, why don't you buy another one?" As this, you know, you always try and get in more. "And give another donation." So she thought, she said, "Okay, I'll take the cooking book, Higher Taste." And she went to look for some more money. And when she came back, "You know," she said, "it's really funny. It's really funny," she said. "Why? Because just last week we were in Italy and we saw the Hare Krishnas chanting on the streets in the square. And I told my son, those are the Hare Krishnas. And I was thinking about them, and 1 week later you've knocked on my door. 1 week later you've just come and knocked on my door." Same devotee was knocking on more doors, and he knocked on another door, and there was a man outside his house on a small fence with a beer can, looking miserable. So he again said, "These are books and meditations." And so the man said to him, "Will these..." And he looked really miserable, and he had his beer can, and with the beer can he was holding the book. So, as life has it. So he said to him, "Will these books make me happy?" It's the number one shopping item, especially at Christmas. So the devotee said, absolutely, they'll make you happy. And you know, it's very amazing when you're preaching in whichever capacity, who you meet. So this man then described his story. He said, I am in great trauma. He said, I have been fighting in Afghanistan as a sniper, mercenary, for the last 5 years. And I received a call to come back urgently here because my entire family, who's Australian, were involved in a car crash. My wife, my mother, my son, my daughter, and they were all killed in a car crash. And he said, I could not understand it. And he said, I have realized that I want to repent in some way, especially for all those that I killed in Afghanistan. He's a sniper, so he's just picking off people. He said, the memories haunt me of children that I've killed. And he said that in some way I realize what's happened to my family must be something that I've done. So how can I relieve myself of all of this? So the devotee said, karma, so many things. So he then became a vegetarian. And straight after that, and he was growing vegetables in his garden, he said he realized he had to come off all of these things in his life. So he did that. Prabhupada, when he got a report from Italy of the book distribution, and they were massive in book distribution. So they described to Prabhupada that during the Sunday feast that we have, and Italy used to have these amazing Sunday feasts. You might remember those Sunday feasts. They have thousands of people, and they have a great lecture. They have great kirtan. And then they have a great Sunday feast right up to the top. And then when you're leaving, there's a huge book table of amazing selections of books. And what they do is they get you to get one, and then they say, well, have you got this one? So then it's there. Then they get you to get another one. And then then the books are sort of piling up to here. And you're walking out the temple like this with a pile of books. So then they gave this report to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said to, he wrote back to them and he said, yes, this is my movement. Hands full, belly full, pockets empty. So they'd bought everything, they'd done everything. And he said that was his idea of what the society was all about. Our time has come to an end there. I think in Prabhupada speaks to Tamal Krishna Goswami. And Tamal Krishna Goswami is speaking about the fact that how pure do we have to be to go back home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada said 100% pure. There is no one is allowed in into the spiritual realm. And that's the whole purpose of Maya. Maya is seeing that unless you're 100% pure, you can't go back. So Prabhupada, he said to Prabhupada, well, he said, Prabhupada, what do we need to do? He said, we have to read the books, sadhana. He said, but the book distributors, they are so busy that they often don't have time for proper sadhana and reading your books. So he said, can they be 90% pure? And then they went down to 80%. And then finally, he said, 70% pure and no less. And then he described that he said that I have the key to Goloka Vrindavan's back door. And if you give your life for spreading this Krishna consciousness, I will let you in through the back door, even if you're not 100% pure. So that's when he was running around the Damodar parties. They were just doing nothing but book distribution and preaching every day, and they had no time for anything else. So Prabhupada gave that wonderful benediction to all those that want to give Krishna consciousness to others. He said, even if, and that means all of us, we're all giving Krishna consciousness, whether we're the receptionist, we're the cook, it's all preaching. If we're dedicated to any of these services of Krishna consciousness in whichever capacity, whether we're living at home, we're working, in some capacity we're giving Krishna consciousness to others, Prabhupada, he will have to keep to his promise here and say that he will open the back door to Goloka Vrindavan. Gaura Premanande. Srila Prabhupada ki. So we begin tomorrow. The marathon begins tomorrow. If you need any books, anything, they can contact Tanmay. Tanmay is in charge of the books. If you need any paraphernalia, if you want to do any sponsorships, whatever, please inquire. Even if we give Krishna God one person, that is amazing. Because that one person is that one person that will make such a difference. In the Puranas, there is the story of the boy who's walking on the beach. And when he's walking on the beach, there are thousands of starfish that have come up on the shore. And you know, if they stay on the shore, they'll die. So as he's walking along the beach, he would take one starfish and throw it back onto the ocean. And walk further and he'd throw another one back into the ocean. So a man came up to him, an old man, and he said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm throwing these starfish back into the sea." He said, "Why?" He said, "That way they will remain alive. I will have saved them." He said, "But what difference does it make? There are thousands of them here on the shore of the ocean. What difference is it making?" So he picked up another starfish and he threw it into the ocean and he said, "It made a difference to that one." So even if we make a difference to that one person in the whole month, that is tremendous. Guru Premanandi Srila Prabhupada.